All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks for listening today. Again, to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 19, "And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. Whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him." Now, I want you to think about something for a moment. Adam, when he was created by God, he had no past. Here he is, a grown man, empty. Where are you going to get these names from? Where is he going to get all this information from? Except that it was God. See, Adam was connected to God. And so God was really actually breathing. When he breathed into Adam, he breathed his life into him. And so now Adam is thinking like God. And he's created to decree like God. He's like, "Ask God, Lord, what do you think I should name him? Give me a name here." No, he's seeing these things and he's speaking these things. In other words, he's modeling God in the earth realm. Where did he get that information? He had to get the information from God. He didn't get it from anywhere else. Do you understand? So he's operating just like God. He's decreeing. He's making names. He's decreeing. But God had it go through Adam, because anything that you named, it's the same way today in the Jewish culture, as far as I understand. You name it, you own it. In other words, you have dominion over it. So God had Adam. Adam is created to decree just like God. To operate, to function just like God. Now, we read that a lease has terms. Is that right? Any of you that own property and lease it out or rent, you got terms, right? And if they don't pay you, you know, on a certain day of the month, for 2-3 months, then in that lease, it tells them what's going to happen. Is that right? So they have to abide by the terms of the lease if they're going to lease that property, right? There's a specified rental agreement. Is that correct? Well, guess what? When God placed Adam in the earth, he gave Adam a lease. He leased out the earth to mankind. Now, when he leased out the earth, there were terms and conditions. Come on, there were terms that God leased out the earth to Adam, and the terms could only be met through decrees. I want you to catch this. Because it's a reason why people are living way beneath what the Word says. There's a reason why many times the Word is not manifesting in a person's life, because they've not met the terms of the lease. Amen. Amen. There were terms that God gave to Adam as he leased out the earth to him. The terms were this, that he had to live by decrees, and through those decrees, those five things that we talk about in Genesis would come into manifestation. Number one, through decrees, he would be fruitful. See, really, honestly, come on, let's let the rubber meet the road here. And if you're honest with yourself, a lot of your disasters in life or lack and a whole lot of stuff is because of, well, let me say, a lot of unfruitfulness is a result of, is on your part, not God's part, because you've not decreed what God has decreed concerning a certain situation, or you haven't decreed it enough. You decreed it when you felt good, but when it didn't look like it was going to work out, you start talking about something else and saying something else about it and lost the decree. You lost the terms of the lease. But in order to be fruitful, you have to make decrees in order to be fruitful. You have to continue making decrees like God in order to multiply. Hello, in order to subdue certain things or replenish certain things, you have to make decrees. You have to say what God is saying. You can't just be saying anything, otherwise you're going to have what you say. And in order to take dominion, you have to say what God is saying. And God has informed us enough of what he is saying through his word. He's given us his spirit. You know, when you mess up with your words, your spirit will bear witness. You done messed up. When you're talking contrary to the principles of the word and you're talking foolishness or from your flesh or in a carnal way that you know God is not pleased with, your spirit ought to convict you. What is it convicting you of? Telling you, you done broke the lease here. How are you going to have dominion when you're breaking your lease? Amen. It's spiritual law. It doesn't happen all the time quickly, but you know, it's like a bill. When you get, you know, today they're like sharks after blood. Miss a payment or something. Can I get a witness in this Catholic church? Miss a payment or something. They are quick. You get something pink in the mail. What's this pretty pink litter? They're about to cut it off. You're only a day behind. Huh? Or the phone start ringing. Why? Because you're not holding up to the lease, to the terms of the lease or the agreement. Hello? Amen. It's true today. Well, it's the same way in the spirit realm. There are people right now that would love, all they do is look for foreclosures. Then, you know, they got rich off of buying them and flipping them and doing different things. So they look for people in trouble. They ain't looking to help you. They looking to get what's yours. They get listings all the time. They're looking, and it's just business. They don't care that you got a family. They don't care nothing about that. It's business. Well, guess what? The devil's the same way. He's looking to get anything he can. How he can, however he can, whenever he can, whatever it is you ain't taking care of, he's looking to take it. Because he's here illegally when it's rightfully yours. Amen? But see, if you don't take care of your business, look at somebody, tell them, take care of your business. I'm talking about in the spirit. If you don't take care of your business, guess what? The thief come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Amen? He'll do it any way he can. He'll try to trick you. He'll try to trick you into stuff. So you start talking crazy, and now he know he's got you. After a while, he's going to get in through that window, get in through that portal. Now he's got a position, and now you're in trouble. And now you got to deal with unsaved folk that don't care nothing about you no way. You're just a statistic in their database. And if they do take it from you, they can resell it, or they can do that, and they can get earned money. They don't care about you. Tell somebody, you don't want to get in that position. Tell them, take care of your business. Well, you know what? We're talking natural here, but you know what? Spiritually, it's the same way. You don't want to give the devil no place. If he take an inch, he's going to try to take a mile. If you let him ride, he's going to try to drive. He's going to try to get in control because he want what belongs to you. He want what is rightfully yours. And God gave the earth to the children of men to have dominion in the earth. To govern the earth, to set his government in the earth. There's a renegade government. There's a government that has no right. They are here unlawfully. And they'll use this system that they set up to get you in it, get you subjected to it, and take what belongs to you. Do you know that's a plot of the devil? When credit cards first came out, you know how they were offering them to young people in school at $1,000 or, you know, $1,200, $1,500. Then when you get it all maxed out, they offer you another one, more money. And you ain't thinking, more money? Oh. You maxed that out. And before you know it, you're entangled in a snare. You got to pay it back. But the thing is, that $1,000 or that $2,000, $2,500, you're going to be another 10, 15 years now. And you know, people think, that's all I have to pay per month. $75, that ain't nothing. I got that. But you're going to be paying $75 for 15 years. Hello? And then the interest at 21%. That big old beast is getting fat off of you. When, see, that money could be going into the kingdom. Hello? Well, think about that. Just think about, I can handle that per month. Yeah, for the rest of your life. While the system's getting fat off of it. Well, the enemy's the same way with the lease that God gave to us. In order to be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion, the terms are only met through decrees. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, chapter 1 and chapter 2, we see no questions. Because God wasn't about asking questions. Adam didn't have to ask God any questions. He was made in his image and likeness. He knew decreeing. But here comes the devil. You know, some people act like the devil sometimes. Here you are, full of joy, praising God, thanking God for his blessings and his gifts. And then here they come. Look at somebody, tell them, don't let the devil steal your joy. See, people think joy is just a feeling. Listen, the joy of the Lord is your strength. See, that's another reason why a whole lot of stuff ain't come to pass. Your joy level. You ever tried to drive a car on fumes? Huh? I've driven where, you know, the gauge is below the orange. And you know you ain't got far. You just, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. Be fueling. You said you'd be fueling my tank. You know, the car, the engine don't even act right. Because instead of fuel, it's fumes going up through there. Well, what is it when you have no joy? When you let stuff get to you, when you let stuff crowd you, when you let stuff people say to you, when you let stuff people do to you, amen? That's the majority of saints today. They're making it on fumes. That's why the church is infirm and weak and diseased and crippled and kind of lame. That's why we don't see all the things we're supposed to be seeing as a church. Because people don't have joy.
We are continuing in our series entitled Dominion. Today's message, the release agreement. When God created Adam, he had no past. Oftentimes, we allow our past to hold us back from experiencing the promises in God's word. We remain in the land of Lodebar. There are decrees and promises God has made to us. God's word has not changed. Nor does God change. Genesis 2:19 states, "And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field." When you name it, you own it, and you have dominion over it. Adam was created only to decree, just as our Heavenly Father, and as we are to do today. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.